Friends in the News, Natasha G., age 12, Utah, visited the Humanitarian Center in Salt Lake City with her grandmother. After the tour, she decided she wanted to do some of the projects. She and her grandma collected materials to complete six each of the newborn, hygiene, and school kits. Natasha especially enjoyed making baby blankets and school bags because she could picture mothers and children using them.
Jack O, 7, Utah, tries to be obedient and a good listener. He likes spending time with family, drawing wildlife pictures, playing sports, and playing chess. He is excited to be baptized.
Madison J, age 7, Arizona, likes spending time with her little sister, Maisie. She is a good friend, and she likes going to church and seeing her friends there. She enjoys drawing, playing the piano, and sports.
Ryan C., age 8, Washington, learns Spanish at school. He likes to play football, basketball, and golf. He is having fun working on Cub Scout requirements.
Amelia S., 6, Vermont, likes primary. When she was 2 years old, she recited the 13th Article of Faith to the congregation when her family gave talks. When she was 4, she sang a song in a primary presentation. She is a wonderful older sister to Olivia, who is 4 years old and has special needs.
Connor W., age 5, Louisiana, is a good helper to his mom. He likes to play with his little brother, Elijah. He likes action figures, computer games, and soccer. He also enjoys family home evening, going to school, and playing outside. His favorite color is green.
Cassandra C., age 5, Texas, likes to sing, play the guitar, and ride horses. She prays for all the good people in the world and for all the bad people to be good. Her favorite scripture story is the Lord sending the plague of grasshoppers to the Egyptians when Pharaoh would not let the Israelites go.
Cody N., 3, Nevada, likes wrestling with Dad and his brother, Joshua. Cody is happy and tries to be obedient, and he enjoys going to nursery. His favorite song is Book of Mormon Stories.
Seth, Emma, and Xavier, A, ages 2, 8, and 5, Idaho, planted a garden for family home evening. They enjoy reading, art projects, scripture study, singing, listening to music, and playing in the water with their dog, Spike. Sophia, Luis, and Natalia, G, ages 3, 1, and 5, Honduras, love learning the gospel. Their mom teaches them about the word of wisdom. Natalia knows her body is a temple and that she should take care of it. Natalia and Sophia like to hum primary songs.
Petawawa Branch. The primary children and members of the Petawawa Branch, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada stake, took part in a Christmas parade of lights. Some of the older children helped the missionaries hand out more than 500 pass-along cards. They also won first place for the best religious float. Worcester First Ward. Primary children of the Worcester First Ward, Boston, Massachusetts stake, had an Easter primary activity. They pretended to take a plane ride back in time, arriving at Jesus' tomb 3 days after the resurrection. A member of the bishopric, dressed like an angel, bore testimony that Jesus Christ lives. Bakersfield, California, East Stake. Children of the Bakersfield, California, East Stake performed services for the community. They collected about 1,400 books, which were donated to a local elementary school so each student could have a book of his or her own. They also made a giant card for their bishops, learned a story, and made visual aids to take home and share in family home evening, and played as a group with a parachute to learn about the importance of cooperation and service. Newark First Ward. When a primary worker from the Newark First Ward, Wilmington, Delaware Stake, planned a trip to the Grand Canyon, the primary children wanted to send their greetings to the children who live in that area. They sent along this picture with the primary worker and decided to send it to the friend, too, so they could send their greetings to children all over the world. Church College of Western Samoa. Seventh grade students at Church College of Western Samoa are learning to speak English. They receive the friend every month and learn English by reading it. They love the friend and are happy to receive spiritual messages along with their language lessons. End of Friends in the News.